Even today in Jesus' name. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, welcome to church. Please do take your seat. We greet you all in the name of Jesus. We are grateful that you are here this morning. We hope and pray that you have been blessed. That God has touched your life. That things are working for your good. For those on radio, we'll say welcome to Emmanuel Christian Church. And those who are watching us online on different platforms, we say welcome. Praise the Lord. To all of our visitors here in the auditorium, we hope you have been blessed. We have two services here in Acadia. This is our second service. It started at 10:30. And the first one started 8 until
10.
We are grateful that you have chosen to join us at this service. May the Lord bless you. We were teaching in the past weeks on regeneration. Or what we will call assurance of salvation. We look at regeneration, justification, redemption. All of these are part and parcel of our walk with Christ. That there is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Last week we dealt with regeneration. I'll do a short summary. The Bible says, do not be conformed to the standard of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So to be regenerated is to change how you look at life. I said you are first a Christian before you are a South African. You are first a Christian. And maybe since we are going for the elections, you are first a South African. Have that in mind, even when you vote. You are first a South African. No one's life is worth to be lost because you are with another party. You must have that in mind. After the elections, we are still South Africans. Tell your neighbor, you are first a South African. Before you are Shangan. Before you are Ndebele. Before you are Zulu. Before you are Xhosa. Before you are Pedi. Before you are Tswana. Before you are Africana, before you are Africana, before you are Shona, before you are Bemba, whatever tribe you come from, you are first a Christian. As a South African, have this mind. That you are South African before you are Zulu, before you are Tswana. If you do that, you will not be used by politicians. You will know that after they passed, we have to remain with our village, with our township. The clinic that you want to ban, you should know the politician will be long left. So change your mind from today. I am a South African. We don't want another Vuyani. Is it Vuyani? That village where they ban 21 schools. Vuyani. Can you imagine? For politics. Because you don't want to be with Pedis or Shangans or whatever. I mean, it's madness. So the whole community now is impoverished. Because somebody with political intent goes at night, bans schools. To register their dissatisfaction, yet they have the right to go to the courts. Tell your neighbor, change your mind. Don't be angry. Tell your neighbor, don't be angry, please.
Don't be angry.
Yeah, your party. Yesterday, I'm told Chiefs was playing with Pirates.
Hey.
a friend of mine told me that Chiefs was 2 ahead. And they said they started writing a lot of things. And somebody wrote, the match is not finished, please. Tell your neighbor, you are first. As South African, before you are a Chiefs fan, please. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who won? Who won, by the way? Who won? Okay, let's leave it there. Let's leave it there. Let's not offend people. We are in church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
By the way, I don't favor any of the 2 teams. If they are not born again, they are not going to make heaven. You get it? Now my team is at the top, so I'm fine.
Hey.
No, I mean Jesus is at the top. Jesus. I'm team Jesus. I'm team Jesus. I'm team Jesus. We never lose. Please, take me out of your things, doctor. Doctor, take me out of your things. I can see that Pastor Michael didn't come with his t-shirt that he always put in front of our face. Mercy, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, change your mind. Regeneration is like repentance. To repent is to change, to turn, to make right. There are people here who have, there was a disease called leprosy. Leprosy was a disease that eats you. Your fingers will drop. And when they drop, you don't feel the pain. You wouldn't know even that the fingers drop until you want to use it. Your nose can drop. Just a big hole. That's unforgiveness. Somebody says to fail to forgive. It's like you are drinking poison. And you wish your neighbor to die. If you don't take your unforgiveness out, it's you who's going to get finished. Because we'll be dancing and we wouldn't know that you are hitting. So when we dance, you say, Lord, kill him. And the Lord blesses us more.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So I'm saying, forgive. To repent is to recognize that you were wrong, to recognize your sin, and to acknowledge it, and change from it, and take a new line. To be regenerated is to completely change on your way, to have a different mind, to have a new life in Christ. Our brother sang the song, you have a new life in Christ.
Amen.
Hey, a new life.
Amen.
The neighbors that used to know you were drunkards, they realize you are no longer a drunkard. They used to know that your family, they struggle. Because you used to drink all the money. Now you are succeeding. Because you are regenerated in your spirit. Change has come. You are led by the spirit, not by your feelings. Hallelujah. Regeneration simply means you die to yourself. You take the life that is in Christ. I think it's enough for the day. Let me preach my message.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, you need Jesus. You need to be born again. The Bible tells us that Nicodemus came to Jesus at night and said, Master, no one can do the works you do unless God be with him. And Jesus said, except a man be born again. accept.
فالهروب أكل.
Amen. So the topic for the message today is a personal relationship with God. Tell your neighbor, personal relationship. Botsalano le Modimo. Say it. Botsalano le Modimo. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The man after God's own heart.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So, cherish the relationship you have with God. Cherish the relationship you have with God. You are a shepherd. You are a Christian. God has a relationship with you. God wants a relationship with you. The book of Psalm 89 verse 20. I have found my servant David. With my holy oil I have anointed him. So I want to say to all the shepherds that are here, you are anointed with the Holy Spirit. I said you are anointed with the holy oil in the name of Jesus. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit. You are anointed with the Holy Spirit. I said you are anointed with the Holy Spirit. The Bible says who went about doing good. You see, the work of a shepherd is to do good. The work of the shepherd is to do good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus went about doing good. Healing all who were oppressed by the devil. We are free from the oppression of the devil. As a young person, I came to know Christ. And there was a person who took care of me as a shepherd. When we were at school, I got born again in what we used to call middle school, I don't know, higher primary. I was 16 years. And we had two breaks at school. I used to dodge. But there was a guy who would always stand by the door. Every break. First break was prayer break. He will wait there. I'll peep through the door, through the window. He will be there. Shepherd.
Mudisa.
You see, the child doesn't want to eat. But it's the responsibility of the parents to force. Did you hear what I said? To force what? Food.
I think
I was fed that way, but I witnessed one of my aunt feeding one of my cousins. He took the hand this side. And he took the other hand. I don't know how they do it. And she put her hand like this. She had porridge here. You cry, your tears. I mean, you eat your tears, your mucus, you kick. After a week, you realize that it's a futile exercise. You just sit there. You make sure everything goes down. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Amen.
That's good shepherding. The child doesn't understand how important it is to eat. But the parents understands it. So as a shepherd, understand it. That the survival and the breakthrough comes from your commitment. I gave an example. The Holy Spirit just reminded me. It was about regeneration. That I listened to a testimony of one man of God.
Whose
spirit has been regenerated. He's a very powerful father in the Lord.
He said
he used to be a drunkard. You know, not this kind Yamotrobo. He will drink until he's finished. Every day, Bamisahaika will borrow.
Each and every day, they will take him home with the wheelbarrow.
When they arrive, Kuntlu.
When they arrive at home,
Batula Munya Waka wheelbarrow, go.
They would strike the door with the wheelbarrow.
And
then when the wife came out,
Bamu Chuchula Ka wheelbarrow.
They would just deposit him there.
In front of the door. It's a good way. They will just deposit in front of the door. It was like day after day, night after night. And then one day, he realized every time he came home, the wife, sometimes he will willow in his vomit. But he will come home. The wife will wash him, put on clean. I don't think Masadi Amutso not like one to him.
He would wash him,
put on pyjama. But during the time, the woman said, "Wena."
During that time,
you are a man of God.
You
will be an evangelist. You will preach in the tent. You are going to walk around, crisscross this country. So this man, every morning when he wakes up, he realized that he's clean. So one day he decided, I want to see the miracle. That every day I go home done, but I wake up clean. So he told his friends, there's something happening in my house. Today I'm going to behave like I'm drunk. You push me the same way with the wheelbarrow. You do exactly everything. So they arrive, they knock at the door. They deposited him at the door. And the wife came. And the children. So the wife said to the children, "Come, pick up your dad, help me to bring him to the bedroom." But the children were tired, they were complaining.
But how long are we going to
do this? But the mother said, "This is your father. Tell your neighbor, this is your father." Listen, if your father is a drunkard, he's your father. If your father is in jail, he's a thief, he was arrested. He's your father. But this woman told the children, pick him up. If you don't want to do it, you go out of my house. This is your father. So they took him in. He's listening. This time he's sober.
But
behaving like he's drunk, like every time. The woman washed him. Put on the pajamas, feed him, put him on the bed, sleep, switch off the light. In the morning, the husband woke up, decided to go to church. So he went to church. The church he went to, he arrived before everybody else. There was a teaching, a Bible school class teaching on the Holy Spirit. When they make the altar call for people to be filled with the Holy Spirit, he didn't want to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Anyway,
he was not interested. He said, "I want to receive Jesus." He says, the elder said, "You can't." The elder says, "We didn't preach about Jesus." But the man told the elder that I've seen Jesus in my house. I have come. I have evidence. Because of what God has done, I want to receive Jesus. My wife has displayed the life of Christ. And I've come to receive Jesus. The preacher you know very well. Maybe I'm narrating the story you've seen yourself. Amen. But this is my story to you. Cherish the relationship you have. The woman cherished the relationship she had. She treated the husband very well. And today she's the one enjoying the fruit thereof. I said, Shepherd, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you.
Amen.
Don't lose your place. And don't lose your birthright. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 16 to 17. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau. Who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. This I'm sharing it to all of us who are here. Specifically, the most busy or those who perceive that they are busy. And here I'm talking to my most educated person in the church. People are deceived. That they are busy. So they can't serve God. I maintain and I will maintain it until I die. That food is free. Sleep is free. You see all this group this are they except one, two people. They live for free. This group stays for free. They don't buy, pay for anything. Free. You know free? You wake up in the morning, you have clothes. You wake up in the morning, there is food. You wake up in the morning, even the blankets, you don't know where they come from. You just slept. But the curse, there is a curse. The day you start working, you change to trust God. And the curse comes. Your money will never be enough. I know you don't believe me. The month you get a job, it's like,
you have a lot of money.
You will soon realize that you are poor.
Soon you will know how I want to save.
Yeah, you highly can challenge.
The money is not enough.
You see what challenge? Highly can.
I know people who work and I know that the money
but
is not enough.
America,
but before you worked,
you were fine. Imagine somebody. I'm talking to my educated. When you think you are busy,
even God will leave you.
And now we are busy shepherding people.
We are busy.
You are the most skilled and able person. We are the Jesse.
You go to other things.
You want just the first service.
You just want the...
So that you can go. You don't attend any class.
How attend the class?
You don't shepherd and you don't get shepherded.
How na mudisa milo na how bat kuna mudisa.
Utosko.
You get it.
Are you listening? Since you are busy, God will be busy. Yeah.
You will cry.
Listen, my age. Children don't listen to parents. Yeah. When they turn teenagers, it's what they've seen. Children don't hear by words. Children hear by action. Yeah. Your actions. The children hear them well. Hey, the church is quiet. I'm saying children.
Bana.
They learn by watching you. You can say whatever you want to say.
Hey, that alcohol is not fine. But yet you are still drinking.
They are going to join you very soon. Mercy. Somebody sold his birthright. This Esau sold his birthright with food. Yes. House. Car.
Koloi.
And I'm busy.
After
church, we are busy.
Like
a bullet.
You run. You flee.
Hey, I've watched them. After church, while you are praying, every eye closed. Every head bowed. You are wondering what's going on. Yeah, a shepherd is escaping. You see, in life, you reap what you sow. Yeah. I am who I, my parents have done their part. It's true. But my parents acknowledge that this life that I have is Jesus who gave it to me. The life that I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God. I told you my story that after about 10 years, my father said,
that your Christianity is not the same as ours.
We
can see
your Christianity must be different. I said your Christianity must be different. Are you here? So don't sell your birthright by making yourself busy. Because don't be anyone to save your children. The greatest joy of any parent is to raise children. You think they don't see it? God sees it. Your children see it. They might be difficult. All children are the same.
But
they'll always come back. Because of your faithfulness. Don't throw away your shepherding. Don't abandon the call of God. Esau abandoned her birthright. Or his birthright. He abandoned it. He said, what is it? What is it about it? Nice. There's going to be a day of reckoning.
Yes.
Shepherd, make sure that your place is not taken. Make sure that you never get replaced. We have a king. King Saul was chosen. But he disowned himself through self-will and disobedience. The book of 1 Samuel 13:14. But now your kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought for himself a man after his own heart. So today we are saying a man after God's own heart. Personal relationship with God. Most people don't have a relationship with God. Their place have been stolen or taken away from them. And Samuel told him, from today, the anointing might be there. Did you know that Samuel was... this Saul remained king for almost 40 years. And everybody. Like Saul was fighting anyone who seems to have the anointing, he wants to kill them. I'm saying to you, your self-will, your disobedience will catch up with you. It's just a matter of time. The scripture says you will reap what you sow. You will reap what you sow. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Cleverness.
Yeah, you are a clever. Oh, mercy. Yeah, I fell on my tongue. Yeah.
Your tricks will run out.
Yeah. Tell your neighbor, Matale Afela. I don't know Jola has peer. Tell your neighbor, I don't know Jola has peer. Oh, Rajola, I don't know what you're saying. You are a fool. You are a fool.
I'm good.
You're the only one who doesn't know. All of us know.
We're
just looking at you.
I
couldn't
run. You think you're clever.
Yeah. Every time I talk about this, I think about my kite. You know, I borrowed myself my mother's cotton thread.
Cotton thread.
To fly a kite. I thought by the time I finish flying the
kite,
I will put it together and take it back where I found it. Ramatali. Eh? What is Ramatali?
I borrowed it for myself.
And we went for kiting.
Me raya kite raya go kiting.
Hey, my kite took off. And it tumbled. Listen. That cotton thread got messed up. The cotton. I tried.
You should
have seen me when I take it back to the house. I was looking, is anybody seeing me?
The thread was refusing to.
Your life will be a mess. Are you listening? Tell your neighbor, Matalia, how I go swear. King Saul thought he's smarter than God. Yes. King Saul, disobedience and stubbornness, lack of understanding, lack of foresight, led him to be deposed. He was removed. Even though you can still stand and say, you know, I'm still this. Kale, who fed the kale?
And it's all
in kale. Tell your neighbor, kale. Yeah. 1 Samuel 15:22.
Book ya Samuel 15:22.
So Samuel said, "Has the Lord has great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices?"
Mr. Samuel, are Jehovah okay to meddle with people? Tell the fish and the tabelo.
As obeying the voice of the Lord. Many of us don't obey the voice of God. We know the truth. The Bible says the truth will set you free. We know the truth. But we don't want freedom. We like our slavery. Yeah. They are thieves that got born again. They killed people. They have not gone to jail. Oh, you can't go free. Did you hear what I said? You can't go free. You can't go free. Your day is coming. You must ask Brother Paul. Apostle Paul suffered as he was making people to suffer. The end of his life was the same. He was suffering left, right, and said, part of it was suffering for Christ, but part of it was the seed he had sown in his life before he came to Christ.
Apostle Paul ile a sokwala ka tle a dirile pele a tla mo moreneng.
Yeah. His people, they make a covenant that we will kill him. When we get the chance, this had nothing to do with Christ. We will kill him. Your sin will find you out. Okay, 1 Samuel chapter 16, 7 to 13.
Book 1 Samuel 16, verse 7 to 13.
But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at the appearance or at his physical stature. Because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see a man as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Oh, Jesse, So Jesse called Abinadab and made him to pass before
Samuel
and said, neither has the Lord chosen this one. Then Jesse called Shammah. Did I jump anywhere? I don't think so. I'm fine. Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by. And he said, neither has the Lord chosen this one. Thus Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen these. And Samuel said to Jesse, are all the young men here? And he said, there remains yet the youngest, and there he is, keeping sheep. Then Samuel said to Jesse, send and bring him. For we will not sit until he comes. So he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy with bright eyes and good looking. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is the one. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him. Amidst his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose and went back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can I ask for seven men? Powerful. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Are you not sure you are a man? Let's move this way. Hallelujah. Here we are. We have seven men. So David brought his seven sons. And when he brought his seven sons, here is Prophet Samuel.
Me, Prophet Samuel and Alemo.
He has come to visit a noble family. Now, who was Jesse?
Jesse
was the son. You remember Boaz or Sister
Ruth?
Sister Ruth. I said Esther. Sister Ruth. Yes. Do you remember Sister Ruth? Ruth was a Moabite.
Ruth in a Moabite.
She was not a Jew. Her husband died. She came back with her mother-in-law. And Ruth made proclamation, very powerful proclamation. I think heaven was listening when she was speaking. You know, there are prayers that when you make the prayer, the whole heaven shuts down and says, let us listen. You who don't like to pray, I wonder who's listening to you. So when this woman was praying, she said to the mother-in-law, where you go, I will go. Where you die, I will die. Your people will be my people. In other words, your end will be my end. She did not know that the Holy Spirit was driving her. She went to a place. And she found a gentleman called
Boaz.
Boaz is called the kinsman's redeemer. The greeting we use in the church, how do we greet? How do we say? The Lord bless you, and then the Lord be with you. It's Boaz. Even his workers liked him. When he was leaving, he would say to his workers, the Lord bless you. And they would say, the Lord, because he's going, the Lord be with you. When he comes back, he tells them, the Lord be with you. And
they would
say, the Lord bless you. That was Boaz. Now, Boaz and Ruth, gave a birth to a son. We don't have time. We'll talk about Boaz. Boaz was one of the most generous men. The child he gave birth to was not his own. I don't know if you understand. You give birth to a child that is not your own. Because it is designed that way that he should raise a seed for his deceased cousin. So the name of the child that he gave birth to, the name was Jesse. So Jesse has got 8 sons. But when the noble high prophet comes, he only releases 7. 7 is perfection. Hey, the man was strong. Do you understand? So Prophet Samuel is here with a horn to anoint somebody. And the father starts with the first one. The first one, Eliab. What does the Bible say about Eliab? Let's read. What does it say? Hey! All fathers want their firstborn. I remember Joseph when Jacob was praying and he mixed his hands. He said, no, daddy, this is not the way. This is the first one. You know, the name of my father is Ephraim. So when I saw that, I said, hey, my father has got the right name, Ephraim. Let's read about our beloved brother. Eliab looked the part. Hey, the eldest son of Jesse.
1 Samuel 16:6.
The Bible says he had a commanding appearance. Hey, the man was imposing. Very powerful. He was even serving in the army. But when God looked at, you can even see what intimidated that he speaks. The Lord looked and said, no.
They
are still noble, but the loss is not this way. He came to number 2. The second son of
Jesse.
Abinadab. He looked at the Abinadab. Handsome, strong. The Holy Spirit says, no. You look at the third one. Shama.
Shaman.
Someone I'm sure was saying, ah, now it's number 3. It should be this one.
You
must hear the words of Samuel when he saw the firstborn. He says, surely, this is the Lord's anointed. And the Holy Spirit says, no. And the Bible says he brought all the other 7 sons to appear before the prophet. And the Holy Spirit said,
no.
Then Samuel, being led by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit said, is there another one?
He says,
yes, there is a young boy who's keeping sheep.
Let
me have my young boy. Who's coming? Okay, you can come. Oh, you are ready. Hey! Now, you have a father and you have forgotten you are there. The prophet is saying, I'm coming. They don't even invite you. Do you understand? I was telling them, I said, if you read Psalms chapter
51.
51:5-1. David makes a proclamation.
David
says, in sin I was conceived. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity. And in sin my mother conceived. These are secret, eh? You can see that all the 7 are handsome, they look the same. And you can see that David, he's even smelling sheep. You get it? But the Lord chose. And if you listen to the words, how God chose David. God chose David because David was a carer of sheep. All these powerful sons of Jesse, they saw when David was anointed. Let me tell you, you'll be anointed. in the company of your brothers in the name of Jesus. They will see your rising and they will support you in the name of Jesus. They will see your power and they will stand with you in the name of Jesus. Even those who undermine. Sorry, we don't have time. Even after this was done. When David went to bring food, the brothers, they said, we know your insolence. I mean, they've seen the men have been anointed. We know your insolence. We know your attitude. You like blood. You like blood. You have come to see war. You think this is movie. You think this is spectating. But we are not talking about, we are talking about shepherding. That even though you might be the least, being a great shepherd will make God to choose you. That's why I say, I just feel for the most professional. Because they tend to be busy for the things of God. And that is why demons tend to trouble them quite a lot. They can marry 3, 4, 5 times. Because they can. Hey, let me not go there. Because somebody will say, I'm talking about him. I have friends. Because of comfort. Maybe I shouldn't say friends. I have people I know. 3, 4, 5 wives.
No.
One, they divorce. Two, they divorce. Three, they divorce. Four, they divorce. No one can speak to them. They have not learned to be shepherd in the heart of God.
You see,
when you shepherd, it tells us you can be shepherded. Those who are led can lead.
When
nobody's leading you, you have your own Holy Spirit.
You, there's no one who's leading.
You can't listen to anybody. If we were to say to you, come to
sell.
You say, I do my Bible study. Yes. You are watching Pastor so-and-so on YouTube. I get my edit. We will see. Your sin will soon find you out. David, the Bible says, I've chosen David, my servant. When you look how God chose, it's because of his patience with the sheep. I gave an example that if the man who took care of me didn't take care of me, you will not be here. I know there are people who say, oh, the Holy Spirit, God will have raised somebody. It's not true. You are lying. If I didn't get born again,
or
if I got born again, but I didn't get a carer, somebody didn't care for me, I will not be here. If I didn't attend cell, I will not be here. If I didn't attend Bible study, I will not be here. If somebody didn't tell me, sit down now, we are going to pray. If somebody didn't give me a chance, here's one prayer point, lead prayer. Destinies of nations will have been lost. It's not in your stature. It is in your service. Serve. Make up your mind today. Greatness is in service. The anointing is in service. Maybe as a shepherd, you look down on yourself because you only have one or two. But let me give you an assurance. The Bible says where two or three are gathered, I'm there in their midst. Even a pastor of 10 people is a great pastor.
Amen.
A shepherd, shepherding 3, 4, 5 people, he's a great shepherd.
Amen.
Yeah, you wouldn't know the destiny of nations that you carry with the few people that are in your hands. Yeah, we have missions. We have people outside South Africa doing the work. Have I not come to the... There's nobody who will be outside the country. They'll be eating moroho somewhere in Macau.
They'll probably be somewhere in Macau.
Do you understand?
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, there's an anointing upon your life. Don't undermine the power of God upon your life. Yes. Don't forget, the anointing grows with service. The anointing of God grows with your service. The Lord has called you. 1 Samuel 16:11. Great and mighty works are still to be done by you. Tell your neighbor, great and mighty works are still to be done by you. Yeah, well, the world have not yet seen the great things that the Lord has hidden in you. And Samuel said to Jesse, are all the young men here? Then he said, there remains yet the youngest. There he is, keeping sheep. It's not in our education only. It's in our service to God. It's in our service to other people that we serve God. It's in our selflessness. It's in our sacrifice. Christianity is about sacrifice. Freely you received, freely you should give. I was saying to some of my pastors, I said, we were never paid when we preached the gospel. Why should you be paid? Hey, it's a controversial statement. Because you are not passionate, you want to be paid. You want to play music and then we pay you for playing
music.
We ask you, go and take care of the congregation this side. Part of your installment. Pour the petrol. We pour the petrol ourselves. Hey, this world has changed. Huh? When you are watching TikTok, you use your data. But when you are supposed to send data to others, you want data money. I want call card. Hey. I want airtime. When you are talking to your friends, hey, your kind of care. Imagine somebody. The shepherd gives their heart to the Lord. I'm talking to you. I can see how quiet you are. Your faithfulness is in the little things that you are making. The little things are mighty in themselves. And they are mighty in the sight of God. Yeah. I met a man I didn't know. The man knew me. Says, don't worry, Muruti. I said, how do you know me? He says, don't worry. That they reminded me what I did. Even today, I don't remember. I think they are forcing me. But because of the gesture of goodwill, the man has come to pay homage to say, oh, you don't know what you did that day. You will never know as a leader when you are leading these little ones. It looks like you are wasting time. Presidents will come out of them. Righteous men will come out of them. People who will change our nation will come out of them. But you don't want to carry the burden. Who should carry the burden? I was talking one day, I think one person listened to me. I said, I've raised people. When they become better, they go to white churches. I'm saying it. They go to white churches. They say, we are not reforming. I said, now you're educated. You can speak English.
When
you came here, you were pulling this way and that way. I was talking to the Lord. I think they listened to my talk. I said to the Lord, is this my work? To labor all my life with the children, raise them, mature them, and when they are supposed to come and carry the work forward. I said this is unfair. And then they go to white churches and they divorce there. Because they cannot be pastored. Let me give you a secret. Maybe you don't know. Let me give you a secret. Don't go to a church that no one can speak to you. Did you hear what I say? Never allow your money to deceive you. You see, when you arrive at a particular church and the pastor doesn't know how you got the money. Me, I know how you got the money. You came here pulling left and right. So I can call you. I can come to your house even when you don't want me to come. You'll open the gate. But the pastor that sees you as a big man coming with a big car will leave you to go to hell. As long as you pay tithes. As long as you give offerings. There's no amen. I see you don't like my preaching. I'm preaching. Yes, it's my preaching and I like it. I'm preaching, I'm saying. These are the sons of Jesse. But God has anointed David. The least among them. Yeah. The anointing. It's not in the crowd. I have a crowd, please. But don't be deceived. Your two people that you think you are wasting time. You'll be shocked. Care for somebody else. Give your heart for somebody else. They are no longer giving me time. They say, I put me in console, so let me try and finish. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shepherds, you are anointed. You are empowered by the Holy Spirit. You are able to lead. You are able to care. You are able to guide. Psalm 89:20 says, I have found my servant David. With my holy oil, I have anointed him. Yeah, I told one guy, I said, listen, take left, take right. I'll take right. If you take right, I'll take left. I'm Abraham. Oh, brother Lot. You can choose any direction. The Lord is with me. I will never choose. Choose. Tell your neighbor, choose. Can I give you a free principle? Never be the first to choose. Did you hear what I said? Regardless how nice it looks. All first things belongs to God. Everything that opens the womb belongs to God. Everything, first things are the Lord. Yes. But people don't understand that. They want to be the first. And therefore, you eat what is haram, what is holy, what is separate, what belongs to God. It's not yours. It was never yours. Shepherd, God called you to establish his hand. To establish the hand of God. I said the Lord has called you. The Lord has chosen you. Tell your neighbor, I'm chosen. I'm selected to help you. Psalm 89:21 says, with whom my hand shall be established. Also my arm shall strengthen him. I declare today the arm of the Lord is with you. The power of God is with you. The authority of God is with you.
Amen.
The anointing is with you.
Amen.
You see, when we came to the city many years ago, it was like we are playing. I remember I went to one senior minister in the city. And when I arrived, he gave me an audience. He listened to me. And I said to him, I need help. Disciple me. He told me, I have too much work. I won't be able to help you. And he used a word that I am, how did he use it? There is a word he used that I was like untrained. Not but like yes, biblical, whatever. Hey, I left that place discouraged. Tell your neighbor, the Lord is with you.
The Lord.
He will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. He's the one who have called you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your insight and purpose, vision and mission are upon you.
Amen.
As a shepherd,
Jaga Mudisa,
pray that God will give you insight. Never undermine people. Oh. I said never undermine people. Regardless how they look. A smelly person on the street and the most clean person. Never undermine. Never be deceived. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Psalm 89:23 says, the enemy shall not outwit you. Now the son of wickedness afflict you. If you are a shepherd of God, the enemy shall not outwit you. I said the enemy shall not outwit you. Not the son of wickedness afflict you.
Amen.
They will try. People will try and betray you. The higher you go, the more people see opportunity. Today we have bloggers who think by getting more likes and whatever they make money. Somebody told me, oh, you can make money. During COVID, I was Facebook and these platforms, they were communicating with us directly. And they were telling us, we're reaching like 50,000 per service, 50,000 people per service during COVID.
COVID, service
and they started to call and to tell us, this is how to do it. And then there's monetization. And then they says, make this. So I said to myself, are we here to make money? So I must now suddenly say things that will tickling. I must become popular. Am I Judas? Am I here for the money? Tell your neighbor, why are you here? Are you to make money? Are you here to sell to the people? Do you see us as a market? Ask your neighbor. Do you see us as a market? Do you see us as a money-making scheme? You are counting our head. You are counting our head. If everybody will give 5 cents, this is how much. That's what the Holy Spirit says. Now, you want to be popular. Mercy. Are you here? Shepherd.
Badisa.
You are strong. The Lord is with you. I said, shepherd, you are strong.
Amen.
The Lord is with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 24 says, but my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him. And my name, his horn shall be extended. Can we give a powerful clap of others? They take their seats. Isaiah 55 verse 6. I close.
Book of Isaiah 55 verse 6.
Seek the Lord while he may be found.
There is
a time when you can't find the Lord. The day will come when you can't find the Lord. The Bible tells us in the book of Luke chapter 16 that there was a man called Lazarus and the rich man. I hope I'm right. I think so. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the man had opportunity. The Bible says Lazarus died.
Lazarus
and the angels came and took him to heaven. And then not long after, the rich man died. And the Bible doesn't say the angels took him. The rich man died.
And
the Bible says he was buried. And the Bible says when he lifted up his eyes, go down, when he lifted up his eyes,
he
says, being in torment in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried out, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. And Lazarus, that he may, sent Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in the water and cool my tongue. You see, there is a place here on earth we drink water. You ask for a cup. Can I have a glass of water? Can I have a glass of water? But the rich man, where he was, he felt it was too much to ask for a glass. He asked for a drop. I don't remember in my life anyone say, hello, can I please have a drop? I don't know how significant will a drop make in his torment. But I think where he was, he felt like this might bring a relief. There is a place where people don't ask for too much. Because they know their time has passed. Their opportunity has gone. And he was crying. He said, send
Lazarus
to cool my tongue. Where I am, I'm tormented in flames. He had the same opportunity. Today you have the same opportunity to make right with God. The Bible says, what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his own soul? And Father Abraham answered. He says, remember in your lifetime. This is your lifetime. Tell your neighbor, this is your lifetime. You receive your good things. And I like it. It says, likewise, Lazarus. Praise the Lord. The Bible in the book of Hebrews, it says, this man chose to suffer. Moses chose to suffer and to walk with God than to chase the passing pleasures of Egypt. Mercy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want to pray with you. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Maybe you are here. It's first time coming. Or you have been here before. But you know deep down in your heart. The Bible says, seek him while he may be found. And today is your day. God has called this day for you. The Bible says, except a man be born again. Except a man be born again, he will not see the kingdom. He says, come unto me, all you who are heavy laden. He says, my burden is easy. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. I want to pray with you. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. If you are here this morning,
and
you say, I want to make right with God. I want to be born again. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want to be a child of God. Lift up your right hand and lift it high. I'll pray with you. God bless 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 you. Is there somebody else? God bless you. God bless you. I want to make right with God. Is there somebody else? Is there some, God bless you. I see you. God bless you. God bless you. Is there somebody else? God bless you. God bless you. Is there somebody else? God bless you. I want to make right with God. I want my life to change. I want to experience God. The Bible says the rich man. The Bible doesn't tell us his sin.
It
just tells us that he was a very flourishing, prosperous man. But he missed his place in God. Don't miss your place in God. Don't be like King Saul, who carelessly threw away. Don't be like Judas. The Bible says, let another take his place. I want to pray with you. If you are here, the Holy Spirit is talking to you. Don't bother the many, they have already made the decision. But it is your decision today that the Holy Spirit is seeking. Because the Lord has a good plan for your life. Lift up your hand. Is there somebody else? Is there somebody else? We're going to pray. I'll ask the whole church to stand. If you can stand, be on your feet. If you lifted your hand, come here on the altar. I want to pray with you. Ushers, please help them. Please come. I want to receive Jesus. Come. If you lifted your hand, come. I want to receive Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to be a child of God. I want to make right. Please, let's give a powerful clap of hands. They give us the song. Matsoho. Matsoho. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. God has a plan for your life. I pray that God will keep you. As He kept us, may he keep you. When I gave my life to Jesus, my parents were not happy. Because we're going to our church. I was confirmed in church. I did all what my parents wanted. They even asked me that before I go to my church, I must first go to our church, which they were not attending themselves. That's why I say, after some time, my father said, your Christianity is different. And my father got born again. Followed me to church. My mother got born again. Followed me to church. I have many other family members who have followed me to church. So the choice you are making might bring trouble to you, like some of us had trouble. My father says, since you say you are a Christian, we have always been Christians. So you first go to our church. You first go to our church.
You're a child. Then
you can go to your church. And they themselves don't go to don't go to church.
If
I don't go to church, it's not a problem.
Hey.
Do you understand what I'm saying? The parents are not going to church. But if you go to church, then they tell you they have their church, which they have never gone. Or if they go Easter, like now, Easter and December. Hallelujah. Matoho. Yeah. So we're going to pray. I was 16. I was possibly your age. Some of you. Lift up your hands. Lift your hands. We're going to pray. I'll ask the church to join us. Can you say, Father? Say it again. Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life. I surrender my life. Thank you today for bringing me to church. I am choosing you to be my Lord and my Savior. Forgive me all my sins. Make me your child. With my own mouth, I speak that Jesus Christ is Lord. And with my own heart, I believe that you raised him from the dead. I thank you, Father, for this grace in the name of Jesus. For your word says, if I speak and I believe, I'll be saved. Thank you, Lord, for this salvation in Jesus' name. Can you say, Satan, today I cut ties with you. I've chosen Jesus. I belong to Jesus. Can you say, Holy Spirit, come into my life. Lead and guide me in Jesus' name. Amen.